Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you on this beautiful, beautiful morning. Gosh, it's so nice, and Mother's Day is going to be even better, I think. Joining me in the studio for the hour is Ann Goodman from Empowered Choices. How are you, Ann?
I'm fine, thanks.
It's so nice to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm really happy.
You're always so happy and smiley. We're going to talk a little about Mother's Day today, and we've got a great example off the top of the show. Later on, we're also going to talk to you about some great things to empower us in our lives for tomorrow and onward. And we're going to talk to Lanny from PharmaSave about some great ideas that you can buy for Mother's Day. But off the top of the show, we're going to talk to Amelia Warren, who is the CEO of Epicure Selections. And it's a mother-daughter success story. Welcome to the show, Amelia.
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
I'm just doing great. Now, listen, Amelia, your story is really something. Tell us about your mom and you and what your mother created.
Absolutely. So I'm currently the CEO of Epicure Selections, and Epicure Selections is a Victoria-based company, and we sell and share a line of amazing food products through over 10,000 entrepreneurs across Canada who sell our products through in-home tasting parties and via e-commerce. And the company started about 15 years ago. It started by my mother, who was looking for fast and easy ways to cook meals for my brother and I, and food that didn't have additives and preservatives. And so she created this, small line of blended herbs and spices, started selling them, and then transitioned into the direct sales model, which is the model that has the over 10,000 entrepreneurs across Canada. And we've been growing double digit and exponentially ever since.
Wow, that's amazing. And what did she create these first concoctions out of? Like, were they from the garden? How did she come up with these first recipes?
She is the queen of efficiency. And so most folks have, spices and herbs that they generally put into their cooking. And so to save time, she pre-blended them herself. So, the thyme and the rosemary. And so she pre-blended spices herself. And her friends said, oh, my goodness, you should really sell those. So she started selling them.
Wow. Isn't it wild that people can have, people can have ideas, and I'm sure you see it in your business, but then to actually follow them through, and to this extent, is amazing.
I know, to have 10,000 entrepreneurs around Canada doing this, good job.
Wow. And so how did you come about to be the CEO and to get so involved with the company?
So I actually ended up with Epicure by a very happy accident. I came on board because my background is in nonprofits. So I came on board to create our Epicure Foundation, which we started in 2007, and it's a foundation that to date, we've given over $750,000 to food security initiatives across Canada. So I came in that role and just fell in love with what we do. I've always been motivated by how can I make the most positive impact on the planet. And what I realized in my time at Epicure is that not only are we providing food products that make it easier for people to cook easy, healthy food at home, we're also providing entrepreneurial opportunities for women. And, we have at least 10 women making over six figures, and many women who are able to, whether it's they're earning a couple extra $100 a month, or again, they're earning that six-figure income and able to replace their full-time income and work at home with the flexibility of working at home, it's pretty extraordinary.
And, I think when I was younger, there was a lot of home parties, and they sort of went by the wayside, but it's a sort of a way to make money and visit with people.
Absolutely. And, we're seeing a resurgence of the social selling and direct sales model, especially for our business. Food is the ultimate connector. Any celebration that we ever have, there's always food as part of it. And so, we love bringing women and some men together to share great food, have fun, talk about recipes, et cetera.
And you have some great success stories, too, with people that have done well that for one reason or another, they're at home and they want to make some money, and this allows them to do that.
Absolutely. Again, we have women who, are able to buy new school clothes for their kids for the first time ever. We have women earning, a couple extra $100, able to put their kids in co-curriculars. We have women who are replacing full-time incomes. And then we have, the folks who are at the top of our career path who are making, over six figures. And these are women who, started as a, looking for a couple extra $100 a month and have grown these extraordinary businesses.
Now, and I'm sure you see it too with what you do, finding that balance in life, right?
There's always a balance for women.
Yeah, right.
Between, but you want to be a good mom, you want to be good at everything.
And how did your mom find that growing up, Amelia, with all this going on?
You know, I think growing a business as an entrepreneur is always takes a significant amount of work and effort and energy. And what is brilliant about our business is that when you become a consultant, you get a business in a box. So, you know, you have a company of 150 people doing your IT, doing your inventory, doing your marketing for you. And so all the effort that's required to start your own business from scratch is really mitigated by the fact that, you know, you're buying a business in a box.
And what would you say to someone who's listening today that wants to start something of their own? What kind of game plan do you have to start something? Just if you have an idea, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a great one.
I think the first thing is you have to be willing to make mistakes. And because, you know, while it would be wonderful for there to be a recipe for success, a recipe for how to be an entrepreneur, there really isn't. It's about trying something, seeing what works, being willing to make mistakes, learning from it, and moving forward. So I'd say willingness to make mistakes. And I'd also say what's really important is finding mentors and finding a network of support, whether that's other women, other businesswomen, you know, experts in the area, family, friends. Just find that support network to support you.
And for Mother's Day, of course, tomorrow, what would you say the biggest gift your mom gave you or taught you?
I think that the biggest gift that my mom gave me, and I think the biggest gift that any woman who is an entrepreneur can give their son or daughter, is an example of courage, of tenacity, of working hard, of taking risks, and committing to something that you feel really passionate about. And I feel like I have the most incredible role model of all of those things, and I'm super grateful for what that instilled in me.
Do you have any fights? You guys work close together, or is it, you know, pretty cool?
It's all good.
It's all good. We're talking about sayings too. And did your mom have any great sayings? Like anything that's sort of stuck with you?
Absolutely. She has lots of sayings, but the great ones and the ones that have stuck with me is she's always said, to whom much is given, much is expected. And it's always been instilled in both my brother and I that, you know, with great opportunity comes great responsibility to give back and make a difference on the planet.
That's a very good one. A very good one. And your mom?
When I was the same age that my daughter is now, my mother used to say to me, "When you grow up, I hope you have seven just like yourself."
Well, along the same lines as Amelia. No. And did you?
No, just one.
Wow. I think my mom used to say, "This too shall pass," which is always a good one too, right? Because things, good and bad, so you always have to keep a level head and keep moving forward.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to come back in a few minutes and talk about some recipe ideas and kind of some of the, like, the summer essentials collection, the salad cruncher toppers. You do a lot of things besides the seasonings. Back in a minute with Amelia.
Let me tell you. And it's a word that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us?
First with traffic, tie-ups, closures, ferry waits. The information that can make or break your commute. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Okay, you want to shift all of our debt from the other credit cards to this new one with the airline points.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll need to spend twice as much as we already owe to get one round trip ticket.
Yeah. If you own a home, Alpine Credits can approve a loan to consolidate your bills, and usually the same day. In fact, in many cases, we've reduced our clients' payments by as much as 50%.
Math wasn't your strongest suit, was it?
Maybe. Don't overlook the value in your home. Call Alpine Credits at 1-800-NEW-LOAN. It's where homeowners go to borrow money.
Volunteer leaders are among our most valuable community assets. This is Mel Cooper of the TELUS Victoria Community Board with a big thank you and congratulations to the winners of this year's CFAX Community Awards. Your commitment to give of yourselves makes Greater Victoria a greater place. The TELUS Victoria Community Board helps TELUS give where we live. We've proudly provided funds to assist 165 community programs and projects, and we've only just begun.
It's a long ride home.
Your Victoria Highlanders home opener against the new look Seattle Sounders U23 kicks off at 7 tonight at Royal Athletic Park. Catch the action from the Bayview Place Grandstand. Visit VictoriaHighlandersFC.com.
A Meigs and Fitzpatrick Insurance Community Update.
The TELUS Walk to Cure Diabetes has moved to City Center Park and Langford Lake. On Sunday, June 10th, enjoy a day of family, fun, and fitness, and help raise money and awareness for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. With mini soccer, a bouncy castle, music, and the Meigs and Fitzpatrick Dunk Tank, it'll be lots of fun.
At Meigs and Fitzpatrick, we exist to improve the lives of our clients, team, and community. To learn more, visit MeigsandFitzpatrick.com.
We are back on the phone. We've been chatting so much in the break, we forget what we're doing, don't we, Anne? I have Amelia Warren, the CEO of Epicure Selections, on the phone, and in the studio, I have Anne Goodman from Empowered Choices. Amelia, there's so many things that Epicure Selections does, so let's start going over some of them. I see a recipe here, berry chocolate mousse. Now, what product would make that?
So we have a fabulous instant chocolate pudding that doesn't require heating, and you just put in some milk and stir it up, and you've got some fabulous chocolate pudding without any additives, without any junk in it.
That sounds like my kind of cooking.
In, and then you also put some of our summer berry dip mix in for a beautiful fruit flavor.
Nice. And then some of the summer essentials collections, what would be in those and what do you use them with?
Well, you know, we have some really great summer products that have come out, and of course, because it's barbecue season, so we've got, you know, a beef and steak rub that's fabulous on steak. We've got a cheese, chives, and bacon, which is incredible, and potatoes. We've got what else do we have? Goodness, we have the most fabulous Caesar salad dressing. You can make Caesar salad dressing from scratch, again, without any additives, without any junk. You make as much as you want or as little as you want. You know, we aim to be kind of a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get what you need to put, whether it's summer barbecue or an entertaining meal, on the table.
And how about a sesame crunch salad topper?
So the sesame crunch salad topper is one of our three new products, and it is a fabulous product to go on any kind of Oriental or Asian meal. So last weekend, I made the most amazing Oriental sort of Asian salad with Asian noodles and a stir fry, and then put that on top, and it's sort of a sesame ginger type flavor, and it was just a really beautiful way to finish off my salad.
Now, if you go to the website, you have some great ideas too. You do like meal planning. Six-week meal planning.
Yeah, so if you go to our website, which is www.epicureselections.com, we've got a really extensive recipe database as well as menus to support folks in not only you know, making the recipes that they know, but also expanding their knowledge and awareness of meals and different kinds of food, and really support folks in creating meals. And we've got a fabulous Mother's Day menu up there for those of you who are planning to cook for your mom.
Oh, perfect. Now, give us a few ideas for that, because I'm sure we can look that up. But what kind of ideas do you have in mind?
Goodness. Well,
so I can cook that for myself.
A really great French toast recipe up there. You know, so French toast and, you know, a little bit of orange rind in it. You know, of course, lots of butter, lots of maple syrup. That's fabulous. We've got some really great fruit salads up there as well. An omelet is always a great option, as well as a frittata is always kind of, you know, it may help you feel like a rock star in the kitchen.
What do you like for breakfast for your Mother's Day, Anne?
Ooh, probably a smoothie.
A smoothie?
I think I might go for a smoothie, something with blueberries and banana and some almond milk and some hemp seeds.
Hey.
It's all super duper healthy.
You sound healthy. I like the omelet stuff. Amelia, what's the spice that goes with the omelets? I think it's chive and...
Well, there's cheese, chives, and bacon, which would
That's
be great.
Good.
We also have a three onion, which would go fabulously. I mean, I always like to say that really you can put our products in almost anything and it'll taste better.
And so what's in that? Like, are there a lot of calories or what? How are they formulated? What's in them kind of thing?
In terms of what's in the
like,
seasoning?
Yeah.
Well, we have, you know, we import blended herbs and spices from around the planet. In cheese, fries, and bacon, it's, you know, you've got cheese powder, you've got natural cheese powder, you've got fabulous, you know, dried herbs that come from, you know, again, across the globe, all in our products.
And do they have to be put in the fridge when you have those? I wasn't sure when I had that. Does that need to be refrigerated?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. I put it in the fridge. Oh, there's bacon in it. But I thought it was a really great flavor. And also the peppercorns, I got that, and the French onion dip.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, no, you've got some good ones.
Very good ones. But if I want to get more, I have to have a party or go to a party to get them then?
Absolutely, yeah. So to purchase our products, you can do it via our consultants who own their own business. You can do it via their personalized e-commerce websites, and or you could go to a party and purchase the products. And again, a great way to find out more information is go to our website, which is www.epicureselections.com.
And is this recent that you started selling like pots and pans, and there's these steamers that you have, I see, some kind of...
No, we started the company with a line of blended herbs and spices, and we began to add more cookware and other kitchen essentials, really to support folks in having everything that they needed to prepare a great meal.
I really like the idea of these meal plans. I think somehow if you have those written down, like you lay them out, and they're all really look like great meals, it really helps to sort of keep you on track, I'm sure. And that's part of what you're going to talk about later, is kind of being organized and being on track.
Yeah,
with what
having
you're
things
have.
Ready, know what you're going to do, having everything that you need there. It has to be easy. It has to be simple. It has to be fast to fit in everyone's busy lifestyle.
And I guess that's what your mama created then. Was your mom a good cook, or is she a good cook?
She's an extraordinary cook. I'm a good cook by osmosis, but she's extraordinary. cook.
What's her best recipe that you like?
Oh, goodness. Well, recently she made this fabulous roasted duck, which isn't something you want to eat all the time, but something from time to time. A great roasted duck, which had some of our wine jelly kind of infused in it, and it was just brilliant.
That sounds really good.
Now, your mom, is she still cooking then?
Oh, my mom's a pretty good cook, yeah.
Is she? What's one of her specialties?
Oh, she's really good at the whole dinner, the potatoes and vegetables and salad, and then a meat or fish dish. And
yeah, my mom was the old roast beef, you know, mashed potatoes, Yorkshire puds. She was English, so, you know, that was a Sunday staple. Do you guys still have traditional dinners together, even though you're busy women, Amelia?
Yes, yeah, from time to time. We're both really busy, though. We're both lots of traveling in both of our lives, so it can be challenging to come together, and though absolutely we try to make an effort to do it from time to time.
And is the brother part of the business?
No, he isn't.
Oh, all moms. It's really cool, and I guess women are really the success story with being entrepreneurs, aren't they?
Sorry, pardon me?
Women are really being successful being entrepreneurs these days. It's kind of, they're leading the way.
Absolutely. There is a growing movement of women-owned businesses, and the majority of new businesses that are, in fact, starting are owned by women. And there's some really interesting statistics out there that it is small and medium-sized businesses that are creating the most jobs, jobs for our economy. And there's a lot of folks that... believe that what we need for our economy is not consumers to start spending more. Rather, it's more jobs to be created. And so we really believe in the opportunity that we provide for folks to have meaningful employment and meaningful income in a way that works with their life and their family.
And you're based on the island, aren't you?
We are.
Are you like in the Duncan area? I couldn't tell by the picture.
No, we're based in North Saanich.
North Saanich. Wow, what a success story. Wow, that is so cool.
That's good news.
And do you find it difficult, or is it nowadays doesn't really matter where you live? Is it a little more expensive to be working out of Victoria or Vancouver?
I think in terms of if we were going to start the business again, it wouldn't have been started in Victoria from a logistical perspective, doing $50 million of business from Vancouver Island, shipping it across the country has some challenges. And, it's much bigger than we ever imagined it would be. And we're really committed to, keeping our operations in North Saanich. And, not only do we have our manufacturing facilities out there, we also, though our manufacturing facilities are located on an 80-acre farm. And so we've done a lot of really good work on that farm, have planted vineyards. And actually this year are beginning to sell our first our first group of wines.
Beautiful. Great talking to Amelia. You can look Amelia up, Epicure Selections, and everything you need to know is right there. I hope you have a great Mother's Day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, great talking with you. And right now we're going to talk to Mike Ravenhill, who, of course, is who's leading up the big Foster Foundation gala coming up. How are you, Mike?
I'm fantastic, Patty. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, this is really exciting because we're coming to crunch time right here, 2 weeks until the big Foster weekend. How's everything going?
You know, it's really coming together well. You know, with an event this size, and you know, we've been talking to so many people who are saying, you know, this is probably one of the biggest events Victoria will ever see from an entertainment point of view, and from, you know, a size when you have about 900 people in a black tie gala on the floor at Save on Foods Memorial Center, and then you have, 4,800 people that are in the stadium itself or in the arena itself. So it's going to be lots of logistics. Everything's coming together well. We even have, just the last minute things that we're hoping that can come through with some other people coming.
Wow.
And, I was just talking to David yesterday, and he's, he has so many events that he does in his regular calendar. Just his last couple of days, he's been just firing emails off to me left, right, and center. So he's in, he's on fire, and he's ready to go. So we're looking forward to just an absolutely fantastic 25th anniversary celebration.
And if anybody can do it, it's David Foster, because he knows everybody.
Well, he does. He does have an address book that is probably pretty impressive. Let's just say
I'm
that.
Sure. And I was lucky enough to work on the first one. I was working local TV and worked on some of the vignettes with Arthur Rabin. So it's full circle for me. So it's really great. I'm looking forward to it. Friday night. Now, tell us about the events and how people can get tickets and get involved.
Yeah, great question. You know, there are still some great tickets still available. We actually released a few more just this last week in some really key positions. We weren't sure how the sight lines were going to be before, but now we're confident in it, and so we've released some great tickets, some $125 tickets for the actual concert itself. There's only a few tables, but there is a few tables left for the gala itself. And then, you know, when the night starts, the lights go down, I know that Victoria will be proud to see David Foster and all of the friends that he has. And it is going to be a show. I have to just say that, you know, Josh Groban is headlining this one. So for those that I talked to so many people, they said, well, how many songs are they singing and how long are they going to be on and so forth? Well, Josh is going to do, a good set. So, you know, when it comes to entertaining, he's going to bring it out. And there's some surprises in the show as well, which will be kind of fun. And there's two stages. And this is one of the things that's really important for everyone that's coming to understand is there won't be a bad seat in the house at all. And the reason why we put two stages in is so that everyone will get a great seat. There's going to be two pianos, one on one stage, one on the other. And the entertainment, Josh will be on both stages and so forth. So it'll be, a real interactive concert as well, and one that we're excited about, because this will be the biggest one that we have done in 25 years.
And Mike, if you can hang on through the break, I just want to talk a little bit when we come back about the lineup of people, because if you haven't got your tickets yet, I'd urge you highly to go and get them today, because this is a way to give back to the community, to David Foster's foundation, who he has worked hard at it, and Mike has worked hard at it, and you get to get this great concert, plus you're helping a cause. What more can you ask for? Back in a minute.
We're fed up with drunk drivers killing and injuring innocent people here on the South Island. I'm Vic PD Constable Stephen Twardy, and I'm with the Capital Region's Integrated Road Safety Unit. All this month, we're making it our number one priority to catch drunk drivers before they cause crashes that ruin people's lives. In addition to a hefty fine, you'll get a criminal record that could cost you your job.
A zero tolerance warning from the CRD Traffic Safety Commission and CFAX 1070.
From the moment the desperate housewives entered our homes.
It's the age-old question, isn't it? How much do we really want to know about our neighbors?
We fell in love with the show that changed television forever.
What did he just say?
He said I'm pregnant.
Now take one last walk down Wisteria Lane.
To remembering.
And see how it all ends.
I think it's time to tell the truth about Gabby.
I'm sorry, but we made a pact.
CTV's Desperate Housewives, The Final Goodbye. It all starts tomorrow at 9.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
A few clouds downtown, 16 degrees now. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. A male and a female are both facing charges after a man was robbed of a carton of cigarettes in Esquimalt last night. Victoria police say the victim was walking home along the 1100 block of Esquimalt Road around 7:30 yesterday when he was approached by an unknown male. That male threatened the victim and then took off with the carton of smokes. Police located the suspect later in the evening in the company of a female who was found to be in possession of the cigarettes. Investigators are recommending a robbery charge against the man and a party to the offense charge against the woman. The Royal Canadian Navy is streamlining its command structure in the name of efficiency. CFAX 1070's Frank Stanford reports.
Defense Minister Peter MacKay has confirmed approval of a naval transformation plan that will, among other things, create a single fleet scheduling authority. One of the report's authors, Navy Captain Richard Jean, says Maritime Command Pacific is not being replaced, but...
we're going to move to a single fleet scheduling and readiness management authority. Because right now what we have basically was a duplication of certain functions that were currently being done at MARPAC and at Marlant in Esquimalt and in Halifax. Those will be consolidated through the creation of that single fleet scheduling and readiness management authority to provide advice to the commander of the Royal Canadian Navy on how to better schedule the fleets, or their deployment, their training, the fourth generation activity. And that authority will be located in Halifax.
John stresses that no personnel or positions are actually transferring from Esquimalt to Halifax as part of the restructuring. John was speaking with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070. Frank Stanford, CFAX 1070 News.
And in international news, British police have made two arrests in an anti-terrorism operation.
Police say the more than 100 homes have been evacuated after the men were arrested under suspicion of terror offences. Teams raided a home and a garage in southwest England's Cheltenham on Friday and arrested the men after they found items which they say required further investigation. Police now say the suspects were initially detained for allegedly possessing explosives and are still in custody. Residents in the area have been told they can't return to their homes during the investigation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Zarelli residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $196, brought to you by the Renaissance Retirement Residence, the Art of Living Well. And CFAX 1070 weather, sunny all weekend, high of 21 today, high of 23 expected for tomorrow. I'm Kyle Reynolds of Fifth Avenue, and it's here, Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Now, Straight Talk, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Mike Ravenhill talking about the big Foster Foundation weekend. Mike, tell us some of the people in the lineup, because, you know, it's one thing to have a one ticket, you know, one person event. You have so many different celebrities and great acts that it's such a value for the money. Tell us who's coming so far.
Well, so far, I guess that's the question. Well, you know, we start off with our headliner, which is Josh Groban. And Josh in itself, you know, he sells out, 18,000 feet stadiums. And he just puts on a show and a half. And we've got the Canadian Tenors, who are now just today, actually this weekend, the Canadian Tenors are actually performing for Her Majesty the Queen at Windsor Castle, at her 60th anniversary.
Wow.
So, at her Diamond Jubilee. So that in itself, they are representing Canada, and they're actually singing Because We Believe, which was David's song. They are doing that with the RCMP musical ride. First time ever been done, and it's performed there. The Canadian representatives for this Diamond Jubilee for Her Majesty the Queen. So that's exciting. They'll be coming off that and coming back to Victoria. We have Kenny G, of course. Kenny actually was at our 10th anniversary, and Kenny's coming back. He's always just a great musician, and people always seem to love Kenny. The other one we have is Sarah McLachlan. Well, What more do you say? Saren,
yeah.
Saren itself is just one of Canada's greatest, Grammy Award winner. She will be doing not only songs by herself, but she'll also be doing some duets with the Canadian tenors as well. So that will be really exciting to see. Then we also have, who am I missing here? I'm thinking
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky, of course, will come. Wayne actually is receiving the... he's receiving the National Lifetime Achievement Award that our foundation gives out. So Wayne will actually be speaking on stage. We also have Alan Thicke coming. We have a couple others that aren't 100% confirmed, but we'll hopefully be able to release some of those names. We also have Sinbad, and Sinbad's a comedian. He is one of the funniest guys you can ever imagine. And the part that I like about Sinbad is we are a family foundation. We're all about children and families and providing the financial assistance to families of children that require major organ transplants. So when you bring a comedian in, you always have to be careful. Well, one of the things that I love about Sinbad is he is absolutely hilarious and he's clean. And that's the greatest thing. You know you've got a great comedian when they don't have to get raw in order to be funny. And so he's been at our events before. He's a huge supporter of the foundation. And I can guarantee you, your sides will be aching after listening to Sinbad for probably 20 minutes, 20 minutes.
I think he's so funny. Chat. And, you know, I've been watching the profiles on CTV and all the great stories of people that have come through the system with David Foster Foundation that have helped them, that they're giving back now. So over these 25 years, you know, there's faces to match and families that have benefited. And their stories are wonderful.
It sure is. And, you know, that's one of the big things when Ruben Studdard is another one from American Idol. And Ruben, you know, has been such a great supporter of our foundation. And, you know, that's what he said. He said the reason why he comes and the reason why he's there to support is because of what we do. And he's actually been seeing the families. He's actually been able to talk to the family, see the children. And he says, you know, there's no better gift than to give back when you're giving back to a cause such as ours. And, you know, when we look at our families and we look at the event that we're putting on, you know, as I say it to my board all the time, you know, it's all about raising funds and awareness for these families that are going through this critical time in their life. They're not only waiting for their child to receive this life-saving organ transplant, but they're also trying to hold on to everything that they had. Mm-hmm. That when a crisis like this happens, financially, incomes drop, people have to stop jobs and so forth, and therefore the bills keep piling up. But there is no foundation that we know of this kind that steps in to help these families.
And we also want to thank the Walkers, of course, the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, because they've been great partners in this event.
Unbelievable. The Walkers, Kevin and Shauna Walker, have done they have stepped in. They have said that they are committed. They have committed a $2 million donation to the David Foster Foundation. It's the largest donation that we have had in history in our 25 years. They've also, one of the things with the Oak Bay Beach Hotel is that that I know the general public knows now is that we have
the Foster Room,
new David Foster Foundation Dinner Theater, which will be phenomenal. And over the next 10 years, of course, proceeds from the dinner theater will be coming to the David Foster Foundation.
We have about 30 seconds left here, Mike. Where do people get the tickets and prices and things like that?
Absolutely. You can phone Select Your Ticket, or you can go to selectyourtickets.com. You can go to the Save on Foods Memorial Arena. I would say don't wait till the last minute because there won't be many tickets left if you wait till the last minute. But we encourage everyone to come out. We thank you for your support, Victoria, for what you're doing to help our foundation. And I can assure you this will be a night you don't want to miss and definitely a cause you'll never forget.
Absolutely. So remember, it's Mother's Day tomorrow. So if you want to do something great for your mom, your mom's mom, your family, a girlfriend, whoever it is in your family, get these tickets for tomorrow because what a great gift. And you don't want to be the one who wakes up Monday, goes to work, and they're all talking about the big gala and you weren't there. It's once in a lifetime, so make sure you get your tickets. Michael, great work as always. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Patty, for all you do for the community in here. And Hudson, it's just it's always great to be with you guys, and thanks for what you do.
Okay, you take care. We'll talk to you soon. Don't work too hard.
Okay, thank you very much.
Back in a minute with Lenny.
breaks, Victoria turns to CFAX 1070. News, weather, traffic. When you need to know. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
CBCMusic.ca presents Leonard Cohen.
First, we take Manhattan.
A limited
and
engagement.
We take Berlin.
November 12th at Rogers Arena. More at leonardcohen.com.
The doctor's got that too.
Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.ca, or charge by phone.
Hallelujah.
The new album, Old Ideas, available now. Produced by AEG Live.
For over 60 years, Glenwood Meats in Langford has been proud to offer quality meats at affordable prices to the greater Victoria area. A family-run business that stretches from Rick Fisher to his father Barry to his father Milton. Glenwood Meats understands the importance of community supporting local groups and sports teams throughout the year. Congratulations to all winners of the 29th CFAX Community Awards, with a special shout-out to the recipient of the Sports Leader Award. Sponsored by Glenwood Meats, 1245 Parkdale off Glen Lake Road in Langford.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care is a full-service automotive repair shop. Actually, their name should be Island Muffler and Brake and Exhaust and Maintenance and Suspension and Oil Change Shop. Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care covers it all. Have them take over your car's factory-recommended maintenance schedule. Being a very ethical shop, your car will receive the service it needs and the work is guaranteed.
Here at Island Muffler, you know we've got what it takes. Island Muffler and
We are back. In the studio is Ann Goodman from Empowered Choices. On the phone, we have Lanny Mock from PharmaSave. How are you, Lanny?
I'm great. Thank you, Patty. How are you today?
I'm very good. Are you going to be working hard this weekend? It's Mother's Day, and I know PharmaSave probably has a lot of stuff on the go, a lot of good specials. So mums like all those creams and potions, and you have some good ones from Crabtree and Evelyn or Evelyn?
Evelyn. Yeah, we have 20% off going on, and we just had a new collection, a new addition to our collection, the pomegranate and the avocado line, which is absolutely delicious. The scents are wonderful. The pomegranate is obviously along the more fruity scents, and the avocado is a very fresh, refreshing scent for sure.
Now, I don't know if you've been there, Anne. It's the PharmaSave on the corner of Hillside and Shelburne.
Yeah, Hillside
and it's
Pharmacy.
Amazing. They have so many products
I've
there.
I've never been in that
Yeah,
one.
And if you want, they'll do the hands and they'll, you know, practice the stuff on you. And you have another product there. It's called OxyLift.
Yes, that's
this is a machine.
It's a high-frequency device that is kind of like the magic wand to every concern that you could ever have with your face or body. it's a high-frequency device that helps to firm and tone your skin, also lightens and brightens. It works good on the depth of wrinkles. It smooths away cellulite, shrinks pore size. Kind of, if you have any concerns, usually OxyLift can fix it for you.
Ooh, okay. I want one of
That's
those.
That's another good idea.
Kids, are you listening?
I want three of those, maybe more. So what is it, like little currents that go in and kind of work with the muscle?
Yeah, well, actually, it works with the circulation of the skin, and it's little microcurrents that pulsate, and it creates a massage effect along the skin. And there is clinical studies that massage does help with circulation, which adds radiance to the skin, and that's how you get the lightens. And it also has an exfoliating effect, which helps to fade any type of sunspots or discolorations that are on the skin.
Now, would that be the same thing you would go to, you know, a doctor, a dermatologist's office, or one of these sort of salons to have done? The same
at
kind
spas,
of.
They have offered high frequency for over 40 years now, which helps to stimulate the collagen and elastin in the skin. Compared to a dermatologist's office or, you know, MD aesthetics type of, you know, medical aesthetics, it's different than laser. It's little tiny electric currents that pulsate the skin. It's not something that removes anything deep from within. It just helps you to rebuild your collagen and elastin naturally.
And it also helps with like cellulite and stuff too, right?
You're saying it does. You can it works with the lymphatic system, which helps to reduce the cellulite effect on the skin.
Not that I'd have any of that.
Of course not.
I'm fully clothed all the time. That's how I get away with it. Now, it sounds like you got little kitties around there. So what are you wanting for Mother's Day?
Everything's all about her now, so whatever makes her happy.
Now, you've been there for how many years at PharmaSave?
I've been there for 12. I have my aesthetics license from 14 years ago as well.
Wow. So you really know your stuff. I was really impressed with the other day your amount of knowledge and your honesty about stuff. Like, you just tell it like it is. You're not trying to sell something. You're really just informing people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm about. That's why I love my job, and that's why I really love helping people.
Now
I just like to inform them on what's available, and, you know, if they're interested, then I love to show them how it works.
And they've got all these new things, and like Rapid Lash. So now you can grow your eyelashes.
Is that like a kind of, is that a mascara or is it?
The Rapid Lash is an eyelash enhancing serum. It contains polypeptides that help to moisturize the eyelashes as well as strengthens them. Oh. And what it does is it actually helps to prolong the growth cycle of your eyelashes. So you know how every 28 days our skin, our body sheds our dead skins and our eyelashes? It actually prolongs the growth cycle of the eyelashes. So it actually gives your eyelashes a better chance at growing and thickening.
We're going to be so hot, Anne.
We'll be there.
No cellulite. We're going to have long eyelashes.
Long eyelashes.
Good Lord.
No wrinkles.
Oh, it's all good. And we're like in that phase in our life, right? We just want all these things for ourselves.
More
exactly.
And more.
And you know, especially if you can enhance it all naturally, that's the best way.
And Aveeno, that's a skin line that you like, and that's a natural one for sensitive skin?
The Aveen skincare
Aveen.
Line is... Yeah, Aveen. It's from a... town in France called Aveen, and it contains a thermal spring water that's really healing and very soothing on the skin, and it has like a wider range of lines from anywhere from intolerant skin that can't even tolerate water to, you know, like any skin type.
And there's one more product too, Anne, called Freeze.
This
is something that if you really are going out and you want to look like top dog, tell us how it works.
Temporary Botox or
face.
Something?
I don't know. Tell us how it works.
So how the Freeze frame works is applied topically. It contains a product called GABA, which is something that our body naturally produces once again. It helps to actually fill in the lines and wrinkles, but it also relaxes the muscle around the area, so there's less likely for the expression lines to keep focusing on the one area, so it just smooths the area. And yeah, it's great. It is actually a prevention and a treatment as well. So over approximately 28 days, there's about a 63.13% difference in the depth of the wrinkle and the length.
I'm going to measure that. Hey, if you want to know more, get down to PharmaSave and meet Lanny. She can help you out with all your needs. Get all made up, and then you can go to the Foster Gala. That would be a good gig, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
PharmaSave. I have a great cosmetic team, so there's a lot of us to be able to help you out. And like I said, great promotions and everything for Mother's Day.
Beautiful, Annie. Take care, and you have a good Mother's Day. Take some time for yourself.
You as well. Thanks,
okay.
Patty.
When we come back, Anne's going to empower us with Empower Choices.
That's true.
CFAX 1070 congratulates the recipients of the 29th Annual Community Awards presented by Dodds Furniture and Mattress, recognizing those who make a difference in our community.
Glenwood Meats is proud to sponsor the award for Sports Leader, honoring Commander Jarzabiak.
This year's Business Leader is David Curtis. Megson Fitzpatrick is proud to sponsor the Business Leader Award, honoring David Curtis.
The winner of the 2012 Community Leader Award is retired Admiral Girard. The Downtown Bottle Depot on Queens Avenue is proud to sponsor the award for Community Leader, honoring retired Admiral Girard.
Cedric Steele is the winner of the Mel Cooper Citizen of the Year for 2012. The Telus Victoria Community Board is proud to sponsor the award for the Citizen of the Year, honoring Cedric Steele.
Congratulations to all the recipients of the 29th Annual CFAX Community Awards, presented by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Rogers White Granulated Sugar, 10-kilo bag, card price just $9.99. Or assorted Nestle Real Dairy Ice Cream or Frozen Desserts, 1.5 liters, card price just $4.99. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SavonFoods.com. Savon Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Join Terry Moore this afternoon, 4 till 5, for Talk to the Experts. Today, Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan from Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management of TD Waterhouse will speak about income ideas, what's working now, what to buy in this market to make money, and retirement planning. They'll update strategies and the current market. That's on Talk to the Experts with Terry Moore and Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management, 4 till 5 p.m. today on CFAX 1070.
We are back. Ann Goodman's been with us for the hour from Empowered Choices now. And you do many, many things. You have counseling and therapy. And today we're going to kind of focus on the weight loss. But we're going to have you back because there's many, many, many areas that you do. So, you know, weight loss is, we talk about it lots. And sometimes we talk so much and we never get anywhere. It's just this baggage that keeps hanging on for whatever reason, our past or, I don't know, yo-yo dieting. How can we break some of those cycles?
Well, that I noticed that with a lot of my clients that they had this. They did you know that the weight loss industry is a $40 billion industry? And 95% of people who lose weight gain it back within 2 years plus.
And it gets kind of old after a while, right? People talking about their weight constantly.
And they're talking about it, but they're also feeling that all the time. They've got these negative things going on in my mind. You know, you walk by a store window or you catch yourself in the mirror in the morning and you say, oh, I look awful. And then you know this.
Is it self-talk then too that we have to?
A lot of it is the part that I work with, the emotional and the mental. A lot of it is that negative self-talk, but that creates feelings, emotions, right? But the emotions come from anything. The emotions about how you feel about yourself that you have. This problem, you know, shame, disgust, sadness, and then the cravings, that's a huge big feeling, and it's often stimulated by stress, and then like you were saying earlier, the childhood stuff, people have, you know, maybe they got kicked out of ballet class because they were chubby, or they got teased, or their mother was always on a diet, or anything, you know, right up to serious abuse, and people use food to stuff their emotions.
And how do you break through that habit then to kind of put food in a healthy spot for you if it hasn't been that way?
Well, the program that I have that I use with people is I refer people off out to a naturopath so they can see if there's any physical barriers. It might be they might have allergies. A lot of people have allergies or adrenal or thyroid imbalance. And I help get the naturopath helps deal with the physical. And then with me, they do, we do goals, journaling. I have visualizations on my website. Anyone who's listening, just go to my website, empoweredchoices.com. And there are visualizations about nutrition and your ideal body. And then one of the most powerful tools that I use for weight loss is EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. It's tapping and it's a... technique that people can use themselves. That's really powerful.
Let's try one right now, because I remember when I met you at Vibes, you were showing me this, and I had seen some show on it, and I guess the way behind it is that it's sort of a way to get you, kind of like snapping rubber band on your hand, maybe it gets you...
It's partly an anchor, but basically what it is it's based on the body's a really intricate energetic system, and we have electrical impulses. We're all energy. I mean, Einstein said we're matter, and matter is energy, so we're all energy, and these really fine-tuned electric impulses go to our body or to our brain. And the points that we tap on the body have a lot of nerve endings close to the surface. And they're the same points they use in acupuncture.
Oh.
By tapping on these points, you're sending a message to your brain and it reduces the level of cortisol in your brain. And cortisol is the stress hormone.
And is that really the bad one that really gets
that's
you?
That's really the bad one. And it's okay. The one, it's bad for everything. I mean, stress is huge. But stress also puts us into caveman mode. And when we're in caveman mode, we tend to hold on to fat.
Okay.
And we especially waist and belly fat.
So what's one tap we can do right now if the listeners at home can try?
Gee, it's hard to do it in just 2 minutes. But if you were going to, for cravings, you know, tapping really works for cravings. So if you can get your craving before it gets really, really extreme, you just tap on your karate chop point and you say, oh, even though I really want this, could it be chocolate? I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though I'm really wanting to eat this chocolate right now, I love, accept, and forgive myself. And you do that three times. And then there's a point on the top of your head. You just say, this chocolate, eyebrow in between your eyebrows at the bridge of your nose,
yep.
Side of the eye, this chocolate, I really want it. There's a point under the eye, I really want this chocolate. Under the nose, there's a chin point. Collarbone, there's one under the breast, on the side of the body, and wrist. There's just these 8 or 9 points, and as you tap through the different points, you'll just say something, this chocolate, I really want it. I can't just sit here and let it go. I can't stop myself. I'm out of control. For people who want to know more about tapping for cravings, on my website too, there's a video that anyone can just look at, and it's about 8 or 9 minutes long, and it's if you have a craving, just tap along with this.
And it's true too. Like, I think, you know, you're reaching those points, but also it's that clicking you out of that automatic pilot, which is if you're a nail biter, any of these things,
yeah,
that it gets you onto something else that's more positive, and you're hitting those tap points.
If you can
points.
Make the choice, right?
Empowered choices. Yes.
Exactly. So it gives you the opportunity to be able to make a choice that's congruent with your goals. Because if you're sitting around eating bags of chips and chocolate at night, obviously you're not making choices that are going to get you to your ideal body.
Do you have to be ready then to do it too? I mean, if you're eating chips and you're not, do you have to come to you with the idea of having success? You have to be ready to make these changes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better for me. It's a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
I could probably talk people into it, but if someone really wants it.
You do other things too, right? You do hypnotherapy and other kinds of modalities.
I do other, like the visualizations on the website, those are hypnosis, mild, gentle hypnosis.
So it's not like you're out, but it's that one where you're kind of in that state where you can take in things. And
you're just slowing your brain waves down and putting yourself into a state of focused relaxation so that positive messages can more easily go into your unconscious mind.
And do you have great success stories of people that have, you know, just broken these habits that come back to you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do. Tell us about something.
Oh, actually, the most recent I had a man recently, and he had been abused by his mother physically when he was a child, and he was not happy. He was not happy. He was just sad. His whole life he'd been sad. And he has come to see me twice, and we did a combination of EFT, and we did a little hypnosis as well. And the second time he came back and said, I feel like a switch has been flicked, a light switch is on, and is this what happy feels like? It's really gratifying.
And, you know, you've got a really calm personality too. Fun, vibrant, but really calm. So I'm sure that you give back lots, and you've got lots of credentials. If you want to know more about Anne, you can go on to her website, Empowered Choices Counseling and Therapy, and you will come back again too.
We've got lots to talk about,
even on this subject. We can carry on. I find it really interesting, all these new techniques we can use, because if the old stuff isn't working anymore, you got to try something new, right?
How is what you're doing working out for you?
Absolutely, especially these diets and these roller coasters we're on. So, mm-hmm. Anne, great to see you. As always, nice having you for the hour.
Thank you. It was
nice
to be here.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Charlotte and TJ, as always. Remember, appreciate your mom and get out there, enjoy yourself, and buy a David Foster ticket. See you later.